The news media, along with social and behavioral scientists, have recently sent out a multitude of warnings about the many dangers that await us out there in cyberspace. The truth of the matter is that the web is no more inherently dangerous than anything else in the world. It is not some amorphous entity capable of inflicting harmful outcomes on all who enter. In fact, in and of itself, the web is fairly harmless. It has no special power to overtake its users and alter their very existence. Like the old tale that the vampire cannot harm you unless you invite it to cross your threshold, the internet cannot corrupt without being invited, and with the exception of children and the weak-willed, it cannot create what does not already exist. 1. Like alcohol, the web simply magnifies what's already there. Experts are concerned that the masking that goes on online poses a danger for anyone who is part of the digital culture. Before we know it, the experts tell us, we will all use fake identity, become fragmented, and will no longer be sure of just who we are. Wrong. The only people who feel compelled to mask and otherwise misrepresent themselves online are the same people who are mysterious and frank in real life. The net just gives them one more tool to practice it. As for the rest of us, getting taken in by these people is a low probability. We know who these folks are in the real world. The internet does not cause people to disguise as something they are not. As for the digital culture, getting cheated by these dishonest folks, well, there are just as many cues online to decipher deception as there are in the real world. The competent webhead can recognize many red flags given on the online behavior of others. Oftentimes, the intentions of fellow users are crystal clear, especially over time. When someone is trying to deceive us online, inconsistencies, the essence that they are just trying too hard or are just plain unbelievable, often come through loud and clear. Likewise, just like in the real world, a host of other adaptable tendencies can be readily recognized online. Narcissism, it's all about me. Those people who have nothing but negativity or things to say about others, or those who feel compelled to undermine others and who think that they must blow out the other guy's candles in order for the shine, can be spotted a cyber mile away. The web can bring out the best in people. Gregarious, frank folks in real life usually carry these same traits over to their life. Most are just as fun-loving online, if not more so, as they are at a party, at work, or at the local bar. Though admittedly, some are not quite as much fun to be around without drink. Shy folks have a safer environment online than in the real world, and can learn to express themselves more freely on the net. You've never seen anyone stutter now, have you? Allowing them to gain confidence and communication skills that can eventually spill over into other aspects of their lives. Helpful people in real life are often just as willing to come to someone's assistance online as anywhere else. 3. People are judged differently on the web. On the internet, people are judged by their personality, beliefs, and online actions, not by their physical appearance. This is good. It not only gives us ugly folks, but causes beautiful people to have to say something worthless in order to get attention. 4. People open up. Many people are opening up a whole lot more these days since they are not ready to use their real name and prove their real identity on the internet. 5. We're connected. Members of the digital culture know full well that there is a wealth of important information and life-changing opportunities out there in cyberspace. The web has opened doors for many of us that otherwise would have been an option. Research possibilities and networking are just two such opportunities. 6. We learn the power of words and to be better listeners. With no facial expressions, body language, or physical appearance to distract us, members of the digital culture have learned the power of words, both their own and others. We know very well how a simple string of words can harm, hurt, and offend, or how they can offer humor, help, support, and encouragement. Most experienced members of the online culture have learned to become wordsmiths, carefully crafting the words they use to convey exactly mean so as not to be misunderstood. Many of us have also learned to become far better listeners thanks to the net. Not only do we choose our words more carefully, but we, especially those who communicate via email as opposed to chat rooms, are forced to wait until the other person finishes so we can speak or respond.